Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Claudio Morales. He's the Executive Vice President at Asonave, based in Valparaiso de Chile. First and foremost, Claudio, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much, Bo, for this interview. I'm glad to hear it, to be here.
You are more than welcome. Always a pleasure to meet somebody from Chile. Claudio, I always allow my interviewees a chance to elaborate a little bit on their past career. And with you, there's no exception. Tell me, how come you got into shipping and logistics? Why are you not working in a bank, for example? Why are you in shipping?
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, but I started long ago as a seaman. I was educated in the Naval Academy in Chile for the Merchant Navy. And I was promoted as a third mate. I was sailing for the Chilean line for a while, but it was a very short time. And then I came to shore and I started working as an agent, a stevedore and agent.
Okay.
So during my career, I was involved with the agency and all what that means. And I finished, I was in a company for a long time. It was about 39 years in the same group,
okay.
Which is very uncommon today. And but that was a good time I spent in my profession as agent, and of course with my knowledge of seamen. During the time I was sailing, it was a very stressful career. And now I joined us about almost 4 years ago. I joined Asonave, which is the national association of ship agents in Chile.
Oh, yes, that's a very interesting career. I mean, especially I like the fact that you have actually been out sailing, you know, because we have so many in business nowadays who work in a business, but they never tried really the hard way. So you certainly know what it is about. Coming to Asonave, you say you are an association of shipping agents. Tell our viewers a little bit about what do you actually do for the members that you have?
Yeah, that is a good question because sometimes, mainly in Chile, they confuse the shipping agent with the custom broker because they have in Spanish the same name,
right?
Agente de aduanas, agente de naves.
Okay. Yes.
But clearly, we have different roles, and the ship agent, of course, is representing the ship owner. So all the ships calling Chile all along the coastline are represented by one agent. This is compulsory in Chile. Every foreign owner should have an agent. So our associates, they are performing that job. They are representing the ship owners. And what that means is not only to clear the vessel in, is so many things to do and many responsibilities. And we are responsible to coordinate the whole operation with all parties involved, you know, the maritime authority, agriculture, immigration, and clear all papers for the vessel to perform their job during the port stay. Coordinate with the terminals, with the tugboats, the pilot boats, and all the rest of institutions that involve in the operation of the vessel, and try to make a fast turnaround of the ship when they are in port.
Yes, I see. And of course, logistics is and shipping is a big part of a country's efficiency. Does it, Asonave, is it that a voluntary organization where the shipping agents can join, or must they join, or how does it work? Most, of course, would like to join you to stand together, I'm sure. But is it like a club that you have, so to speak?
Yeah, it's like a club. A ship agent decided to come to this association because we have a very clear mission and vision what to do and to protect the profession and promote the profession of ship agents, which is very important. And it's a key role we have to comply with to avoid any problem with the ports, any delays, you know. This is the way we coordinate with everyone. It's free, of course. It's free to join. Every agency, they should decide by themselves if they want to join us or not. But we are working very hard to bring more agents to the club, of course.
Yes. No, it makes perfect sense. And I suppose sometimes standing together makes it more easy for you to deal with port authorities, let's say bureaucratic issues that can delay matters. I guess you assist your members in such matters too.
That's the main responsibility of an association like ours,
Yes.
is to see what problems we have, how we can solve with authorities any new law, any
Yeah.
new tax. We have to fight for it. Today we are starting in Chile. Well, this has started beginning this year, the maritime single window, which is IMO obligation, we have to comply with.
Yeah.
And we have some issues on starting as everything. So we have to be there very close to the Ministry of Transport, who is leading this maritime single window. And it's not easy. I mean, it's we have to coordinate with all authorities. Every authority should embark on this platform. And it's not easy when you change systems and people sometimes try to avoid that, but we are working hard for getting this started and in a well way soon.
Yes. No. Certainly, you're right. I mean, standing together is better than standing alone. That's very clear, especially when dealing with new regulations and government rules. And I suppose that ASONAVE, as a national organization, you have, say, partner organization in other countries where you coordinate with them on a more international level as well.
Yes, we are. Actually, we are members of FONASPA, which is the
Ah.
Federation of Ship Agents and Brokers Worldwide.
Okay.
And also, we are members of what we call CNAM, which is the Chamber of Ship Agents in Latin America.
Okay.
And of course, we exchange information with them, statistics, and some other interesting information to see how they are working. And there is an annual meeting for FONASMA. We unfortunately did not attend this year. That was in Turkey, in Istanbul this year, recently, last week it was. But we already have been attending two of those meetings. Very interesting, of course.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Definitely. And of course,
And
Chile has, with so many ports, you have potential for quite a lot of issues and many, many agents there, I suppose.
yeah, it's incredible, but it was a lot of agents in the long time ago. But we are not many today.
Oh.
We are not many. I might say we are maybe 20, 30 in total. But the most active, they are no more than 10 or 15 ship
Okay.
agents
Okay.
covering all.
Maybe what I'm thinking about is the length of your country, you know. So
Yeah.
it's very impressive.
It is a very long country,
Yeah.
and many of our associates, or even those that are not in the association, they have offices along the Chilean coast, at least in the main port of Chile,
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I see. And of course, in ASONAVE, how do you go about to try and make the world know that you exist? I mean, you, of course, business for you and your members is, of course, having ships coming to Chile, that they know you, that they support the members in your network. That also means you want to promote ASONAVE to the ship owners, I suppose, coming to Chile.
Certainly, this is one of the ideas. Our members, they certify for FONASPA quality standard,
Right.
and that is one of the important points for the ship owners when they have to decide for an agent worldwide. When you are for FONASPA quality standard certificate, is quite important, so they can know that they are going to be attended by a serious agency which is certified by an international rules.
Yeah. No, that's very clear.
And of course we try to promote ASONAVE outside. That's why we joined FONASVA and we joined CNAM. And in the internal part of Chile, we are members of some logistic let's say clubs, communities.
Yes.
at least in Valparaiso. We are based in Valparaiso, so we belong to the community of logistic community of the area of Valparaiso, and we cooperate with San Antonio, which is very near of
Yes.
Valparaiso, where the main ports are located.
Yes. May I ask you a question just from out of interest? I noticed that, of course, there are many ports along the West American West South American coast. Just recently, there's a new port, the Chancay, up in Peru that was opened. Do you see, if you look in your crystal ball, any deviation that perhaps some of the Chilean ports will lose some traffic because of this hub arrangement further north? Or how do you see the future for Chilean ports as you represent the agents there?
Yeah, this is an interesting question, and also has been an issue here in Chile. We know how Peru is developing in these matters in port developed, and they are going very fast today. I might say it, sorry to say it, but maybe they copy the way we did in the past, which up to now it has been very successful system, but we can say that we are a little bit late, because our ports, all these operations which were concession to private, are ending now in a 5 6 year more, you know. And we still think we are late on that in the develop. We know we have San Antonio, which is a project to be increased, but this will not be ready before, let's say, 2036 or something like that, you know. Still a long time to go. And Chancay, of course, is working, and they have some other projects there in Peru. And I think, of course, will be a deviation. Actually, we learned that part of the fruit which is coming out of Chile, the cherries, they will use both Chile and Chancay.
Yeah, it's unfortunately we can say that ports and logistics is now a big part of the big let's say political scene as well, where the big superpowers controlling ports and waterways, yeah, has a big impact. Well, let's hope that Chile wakes up to the challenge and not wait too long, because of course we have a couple of big dragons there who wants to control the logistics chain. But I think it's very good that you have this association. And how else do you promote your association? You go to the meetings with FONASPA. Do you also visit the ship owners located abroad, like contacting them, making them know that you exist and so?
Yeah, mainly it's that done by the members, you
All
know.
right.
They say that they are in the association and what we do and what are our mission, vision, and all the projects we have.
Yeah.
And besides FONASVA and CIANAM, we cooperate with some other friends outside, so they can know about us.
Yeah.
And this is very interesting that I'm in an interview with you today, because also this is helping to show us Sonave. This is an association with it's going to be 34 years already.
Yeah, fantastic.
So it's not that old and not that young.
Yeah, no. It's middle-aged, though still young, I would say. Yes, but no, of course you're right. Many ship owners hopefully are watching or viewing this newsletter we publish once a month to about 50,000 people worldwide. So it certainly will be seen, and I think a lot of people who are not familiar with Latin America or Chile, they may know Santiago, but they don't know much about the ports and whom to contact. Certainly, they should talk to you. But Claudia, how do you view the future? Trade and shipping, of course, hangs together. How do you see this year soon coming to an end? How do you see 2026 for Asunave? What's your plan?
More than Asunave, mainly our members, is challenging. You know, we are going to have a new president, Chile, so we have political issues. We don't know yet who is going to be the president and what the projects for the future investment. We are somehow stopped, from a while. Chile has not been emerging very much than it was in the old times. So this is very challenging. And also we have to take in consideration what is happening around us, in the world, the different situation with a war in some places and the environment, the climate change, everything is challenging. And we see it that way. But of course, we are very optimistic as well because ASONAVE and all its members are working very hard to face what is coming. I mean, we have had that in the past. And we know we can have it again, and we will just face it and go ahead to get Chile. I will not say as President Trump great again, but something like that.
It's a good slogan anyhow, I have to say. So, for example, if I personally was a big ship owner sitting in Singapore and I want to start a new line calling Chile directly, then I could contact ASONAVE. I could contact you and you could recommend which agent I should talk to or how to get in touch with you, so to speak.
Yeah, no, it's very easy. They can contact me, but of course I cannot suggest any specific agent because they are our members. What I do is to show that there is an interest of a ship owner to be contacted, and they will make their job to get the appointment or whatever.
So that means you have a list of members that is accessible, and then the ship
Correct.
owners can choose between this or that, and then can they
Yeah.
can make their decision, so to speak.
I cannot make any economic exercise. It is forbidden by
I
law in
understand,
Chile.
of
But
course.
of course, we can present the owner who is interested to our members, and they will go straight to them and they see.
No, but it makes perfect sense. I mean, the thing that they are in your organization already is a guarantee of reliability, and then it's up to the owner to talk to whomever he likes to talk to of your members, of course.
Correct. You can get some information also in our web page. It's not a big web page, but we have news there. We have a lot of things. We have a journalist within the organization which is helping us to promote all our issues, and put it on the press and social media and everywhere. So that's another way we promote ourselves.
Yes, no, but that's good. And when I, as you know, I live now myself in Santiago, so so hopefully I can come and when I return here early next year, I come back and I'll have a chance to meet you and we can talk more. Maybe I can help you.
You will be very welcome.
Thank you very much, Claudio. I want to say it's been interesting to talk to you. I think you are on a good mission. You are collecting reliable agents. You adhere to certain standards. You don't push down to people who they should use, but you collect them together and you enforce that they all have a certain set of ethics to run by. I think it's a very good initiative and it should be promoted. So thank you for answering my questions today.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for this opportunity to show us ASONAVE. And we are, of course, we are far from the rest of the world. Chile is a very long coast, but very far from the rest of the world. But we are not doing it that bad here, and there is very professional people in Chile.
Certainly, no. I certainly coming from as far away from Chile as I can, Denmark and Sweden, I certainly can confirm what you just said. So to everyone who's listening to me right now, do visit Chile. Not only it's a beautiful country, they have great wines and nice people. So now I have done my bit for Chile here. So
That's very good.
anyway, thank you very much. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Claudio Morales. He's the Executive Vice President of ASONAVE, an association comprising shipping agents in Chile, and they are adhering to certain standards. So do contact and look at their website and listen to this interview if and when you need help in Chile or other parts of Latin America. They are certainly well connected. And one more thing, Claudia has in fact been sailing. He's been on a ship, so he know about shipping. For me in
Brilliant.
Project Cargo Weekly, thank you very much. And until next time, best regards.